Matthew 16, but then go to Ephesians 4. We'll start with Ephesians 4. I'm not quite sure. I can use my imagination and figure out how it happened, but I'm not quite sure how we got so far in left field when it comes down to church. And it's become about so many other things when the original intent was one. That's it. The Holy Spirit showed me something last week, and we all know this scripture, but he showed it to me differently. And he was talking to me about how simple his plan really is, but we've made it difficult. And that's why it's hard for us to comprehend our oneness with God. If you go back from the beginning, there was a tree of life, which is singular, and then there's a tree of knowledge of good and evil, which sounds even complicated when you say it. Tree of life, boom. Tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's like a whole nother set of things now. And now your thoughts have immediately become complicated because we partake from that tree. Mm-hmm. It's really making us understand the choices that we can make in our lives. That wasn't a one-time moment thing. It's actually a current choice that you're making on a daily basis. And so when we chose, and I say we because I know we try to blame it on Adam and Eve all the time, but it's us. When we chose to eat from that tree, we chose to think like we think about things, which is always overcomplicated. It's always too many prayers, too many confessions, too many words, not enough results. Can I get an amen? Yeah. Not enough coming from how much we say. Amen. We got all the sayings down, but the being and the manifestation seems to be lacking. And it's because we overcomplicate. It's simplicity. He told the rich young ruler, one thing you're lacking. How many? Mary and Martha, he said, one thing is needful. How many things?
One.
Just one thing is needful. Everybody say one thing.
One thing.
Come on, say it again, one thing.
One thing.
One more time, just one thing.
One.
Sounds simple, huh? One is always more simple than two. Mm-hmm. Trying to catch one is more simple than trying to catch two things. And if we understood the root of how God set things up, the prayer Jesus prayed in John 17, that they may be one as we are one. Mm-hmm. It goes one, 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 one. I can take you all over the Bible. It's one, 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 one. Mm-hmm. And every problem came from separation.
Yes, sir.
Every problem came from either separation or distinction or thinking that you were something else or thinking that you were better than someone else or thinking that someone else was better than you. Every problem came from the idea of separation. It's an illusion. The world blows up right now, right? The earth explodes right now. Who dies? Everybody? Yeah, no, just some people. No, one. There's one earth. And it's going to affect, there's an illusion of separation. There's an illusion. Separation is an illusion. See, you think you're not me. So that's why you treat me the way you do. Or vice versa. You either esteem me too high or esteem me too low because you don't think we're one. That's because we've been taught separation. We've been taught separation since the beginning. Beginning of our lives, we've been taught separation. We've got different names. What's your last name? What's your last name? It's amazing. All of us, when we bleed, though, the blood is the same color. It's crazy, right? But we breed. We've been taught separation, and it is complicated things. What's your last name? Thompson. Like that's. I gotta name all y'all, and I gotta remember everybody's name, right? Right now, it just got complicated. Right now, I can give you a test on what everybody's name is in the class, and it'd be fail. Right now, me too. Cause it's complicated. It becomes complicated, and so we have all, and it's just us in this class. We're not talking about how many people watching online. We're not talking about how many people going to church with you on Sunday. All these different names and nationalities, and it's just it's complicated. Mm-hmm. God is not complicated,
amen.
Nor is his plan. Jesus was never complicated. I found out that the disciples could not understand Jesus because they were looking for a complicated answer. They had an idea from all the years of being trained in the law. It was so many things they had to pick up that it had to be difficult. The Sadducees and the Pharisees had set it up for it to be difficulty. They had set it up for it to be hard. They set it up so difficult to where you weren't going to be able to reach it. What the law could not do, and that was weak through the flesh. You were bound to fail. You get one law right, that law made you break another one. Like doing that law broke this one. It's complicated. But it was never, Paul said it, he says in Corinthians, he said, I'm concerned that you're being deceived and being beguiled by the subtlety of the serpent. Mm-hmm. Just like in the beginning, of the system, of the way things are around you, outside of you. Yeah. And you're being beguiled and you're being deceived away from the simplicity that is in Christ. Mm-hmm. Jesus makes a statement, he said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, you'll find rest for your soul. No complications. He said, because my yoke is now, you know, you look at your life right now, you call them a lie. You look at the way you think about things, you call them a lie. Just list the things you got to get ready for on church Sunday. No disrespect, but just think about it. I got to get this together. This got to be prayer on this time. Make sure I got this on. I'm not saying don't do those things. But I'm saying we overcomplicate because we lead with those things and not with the one. See, those things don't make you one, but one fills those things. Yes, sir. Your clothes don't make you. You make your clothes. Amen. Are y'all getting it?
Yes, sir.
Your clothes are not what make you something. Mm-hmm. You fill. You the one that fills all that and makes that move and everything. Mm-hmm. It's simple. Everybody say it's simple. I don't know how. I do know how. It's just man and a bunch of ideas. And then, you know, Jeff had an idea. So everybody was cool with Jeff's idea until they ain't like what Jeff was doing. So now somebody else got, mom got to have an idea now. And now the Church of Marvin, in Jesus' name. That's what they call it. You know what I'm saying? The Jeffians. I mean, that's literally Lutherans. That's literally the man name. It doesn't, because it's been so established, and it was all established before all of us were born.
Right.
So we walked into this complication.
That's right.
We were born into sin, mm-hmm. complication. Mm-hmm. Whenever, that's good. Sin equals complication. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a good definition. Sin equals because you know sin is missing the mark. It's a lack of identity. It's an archery term. It's missing the mark. So it's immediate complication. Immediately I become complicated. They say when they ate from the tree, immediately they say sin entered in. How we describe it, right? Yeah, complication. Immediately we start thinking all kind of thoughts that we ain't had no business thinking. We started defining things that had no definition. I hid because I was naked. What? God didn't say that I made man naked. He said I made man in my. That was enough clothes. But because we started getting smart, we decided to clothe ourselves. And then the process goes on up until now where we are in 2020 coming up, right? And it's complicated. The scripture says, write the vision. Y'all know the scripture? Can y'all quote it? Write the vision, what it'll say. Make it what? Oh, and then what happened? And he didn't read it. Run with it, right? But it was write the vision, do what? What's the opposite of plain?
Complicated.
So simple, how long have we been knowing that scripture? And he hear me the other day, he say, see, hey, it's easy. He say, the reason ain't nobody running because it's too complicated. The vision, it's too many steps. Come on, y'all know how many steps. Hit the knee this time, then hit the knee on that side. Y'all know how many steps. Come on, y'all be honest about it. Nobody want to say it because we start feeling some kind of way. It's too complicated.
Yes, sir.
It's too complicated because we've overcomplicated it because we, it's too, you ever heard the statement, it's too good to be true?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it can't just be one thing. I can't be one with God. I know we say I'm one with God. But it's like, you don't feel like it all day long, do you? No, you're like, I can't be. And so I still want to go talk to God. Mm-hmm. When me and God are one. So his words are mine and my words are his. Mm-hmm. So this is surrendering. It's the ultimate surrendering. Amen. But it can't be. That can't be true. Not me. Jesus could be one with God, not me. Apostles could be one with God, not me.